People who know Pam Ellison describe her as a fire plug, a bundle of energy, a dynamo who speaks her mind. Her candor is clear from the outset when the 42-year-old consultant talks about the other candidates in the race, Republican Linda Runbeck and DFLers Chris Coleman, Betty McCullum, and Steve Novak.
All of them that are running, regardless who it is that gets in the race, unless they're a newcomer like me, have nothing new to say. Have nothing new to say. And they don't have the drive to do the right thing in spite of their party politics.
Ellison has worked for Governor Ventura in several capacities, recruiting volunteers for his successful gubernatorial bid, working for his administration as executive assistant to Lieutenant Governor May Shunk, and traveling around the state promoting one of his pet projects, a one-house legislature. But Ellison is quick to point out that although she respects Ventura and is writing a book on what she's learned from his political experience, she does not agree with him on everything. She's critical of some of his administration's environmental policies and thinks the MPCA and Agriculture Department should crack down on polluting feedlots. Ellison says the environment is the driving issue behind her campaign.
As I see us progress and become more successful economically as a nation, I just see that there's less concern for being good stewards of our natural resources in terms of clean air, clean water, and clean land.
Ellison is also concerned about protecting individual privacy in the internet age and protecting human rights in the era of free trade. She's calling for full public funding of campaigns, which she says would bring new blood to politics. She knows she will be heavily outspent in the race for Minnesota's much-coveted open congressional seat.
I mean, anybody would laugh at me running on $1,000-plus that I have in my account right now. That's all I have. But I am out there every day beating the bushes, talking to people, going door to door, trying to get consensus of citizens of where they are on the issues. And I think it's the hard work that there is no substitute for.
Republican and DFL leaders are skeptical that Ellison can win the 4th District simply by pounding the pavement and getting independent voters to the polls, when her opponents are likely to buy up airtime as the election approaches and one is already running billboard ads. Former Republican State Senator Fritz Knock, who's long been involved in 4th District politics, doubts Ellison will be able to get more than 5 or 10% of the vote, largely from people sick of the two-party system.
I really would question whether or not Pam Ellison can count on that percentage of voters in the 4th Congressional District saying none of the above and choosing her. I think that's probably her best shot. I mean, she's unknown. She's not going to have party apparatus. This is going to be a race that I think is going to be won the old-fashioned way with a lot of media, with a lot of money, and a lot of door-knocking and legwork. And it's a real question whether she has the bodies or the resources that'll be necessary to make that happen.
Of course, that's exactly what the pundits said before Ventura proved them wrong. But Ellison lacks Ventura's name recognition and his access to state campaign financing. There's no public funding for federal candidates. And she may not even have the governor. Ellison says Ventura probably won't endorse any candidates until after the filing period in July and hasn't decided which candidates he'll stump for.
And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. My strategy does not change with or without the governor. Certainly, if he wants to support me and endorse me, I would welcome that. But my campaign isn't reliant on that.
Ventura's planning director, Dean Barkley, ran unsuccessfully as a third-party congressional candidate in the 6th District in 1994. He believes the 4th District is one the Independence Party has a shot at winning because Ventura did well in the district 2 years ago.
Pam's first task is to communicate and find out who those swing voters are and make sure she captures that voting block, which is about 20 to 22%. If she can do that, she's in the ballgame.
If not, Ellison may simply pull votes from the other two major parties. And Ellison may face a primary challenge. Barkley says former Ramsey County Attorney Tom Foley is considering entering the race. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.